USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hey, I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Tuesday. The Kentucky Republican also congratulating Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Dr. Anthony Fauci says America's next leaders should be vaccinated against COVID-19 very quickly. The Coronavirus Task Force member saying both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris should get vaccinated ASAP.
For security reasons, I really feel strongly that we should get them vaccinated as soon as we possibly can. You want him fully protected as he enters into the presidency in January. So that would be my strong recommendation.
Fauci also says President Trump and Vice President Pence should get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
New York City diner owner Irene Sidorakis, a single mother of four, blasted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus restrictions on Tuesday and called on all restaurants in the city to unite and remain open despite the orders to close.
We wear a mask. We social distance. We do everything. We've never had a COVID case. My establishment is no danger to anybody. I have never gotten a single violation. Therefore, I am not going to be told to close. If he doesn't come out and tell us that we're allowed, I'm going to stay open. Everybody should stay open. We should stand up and unite and say no. Enough is enough.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends, that on the heels of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warning that the city could even be facing a full shutdown and that people need to get ready for such an event. Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia for Senate candidates Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In Joe Biden's first official campaign speech, he promised to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour if elected president. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009, which comes out to roughly $15,000 a year for someone working 40 hours a week. Dan Geltrude is an economist and certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News a $15 minimum wage would have an effect on everyone.
My position always has been related to raising the minimum wage. I understand the reason for it, and again, it can be an emotional one to say, hey, listen, there's people who literally can't make it on such a low wage, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. At the same time, the free market is not going to react well. Employers are not going to react well. They are going to move a lot more quickly to artificial intelligence and technology to replace people in order to save on those costs. It's not just the $15 an hour. It's the wage compression related to people who make $15 an hour now have to be moved up to 20 or 30 or some other number. So it's not just minimum wage. It's a push of the entire wage base for an employer much higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.